Does anybody cry? What does that mean? What a show. Let's talk about crying. I'm changing my mind. I don't want to talk about it. Hello.
Hello, man. What's up, dude? It's J2 from Extreme Turn.
Wow, what up, buddy? How you doing?
Good, man. How are you doing? How's your arm?
My arm is fine. It's healed up and it's looking pretty sweet, actually.
Yeah, that's happened to you before, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, because I got something. I had an infection or some sort of wound, and then I got tattooed in the wound.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask, did you take off the dressing before you're supposed to?
I did that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I was wondering if I could tell you about Trail Ride 2007.
Do it.
Man, Trail Ride 2007 is brought, it's made by ExtremeTraining.com. It's a 40-mile, two-day trail ride in wheelchairs. We go through the forest, and we raise money for spinal cord injury research.
Good stuff, mate. So
yeah,
you're for stem cell research then, right?
Oh, fuck yeah, and that's why you were talking about Bush earlier.
I mean,
fuck Bush, dude. You ain't nothing like Bush, man.
Do you think he cries every night because he's responsible for not having stem cell research? And he knows that he fucked up and he feels bad for it?
That is true, man, because, I mean, I don't wish it upon any of his kids or anything like that, but if something happened to his daughter and she got a spinal cord injury, I bet he'd completely turn around and, you know, vote for that stem cell research and stuff.
Yeah.
But he does it all because of, you know, religion, and that's what put him into office.
And how long do you think it's going to take before people realize that everyone got a little too happy with the whole religious thing, and we're ruining ourselves by that? Like, I heard something on the radio this morning about somebody freaking out about Harry Potter.
Religion.
I think it was on Howard Stern's show. Some religious lady freaking out on Harry Potter. I'm like, dude, it's a fucking book.
Oh, what? She was all into him?
No, religious, like a Catholic chick, like saying that the people shouldn't worship warlocks or whatever. Like they were real or something.
People actually worship.
Yeah, but she's a, you know, she was a Christian, a nutcase Christian. You know what I mean? Like, religion can actually tweak your mind to the point where you have to freak out and fuck other people's lives. Like,
yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like stem cell research. What is it really going to do to them?
Exactly.
If you can't walk, what's it going to do to you? It could help you walk. Like, let them fucking have it, you pricks.
Yeah, they're already doing stuff, you know, that could help me in other countries. And depending on what the next president says, I mean, I'm flying out of the country to get some.
Where's this? Where do they do? Where do they do it in other countries?
They do it in China and Russia.
Yeah, but China's like, a lot of girls have like weird vaginas, and they don't trim them, and their hair's like really long. And I've seen a lot of girls there that had warts.
Well, I'm not about to go move down there, man.
Oh,
I just want to go.
Okay.
Get some
and the food sucks.
Does it?
It's not
I like
as good
Chinese
as
Chinese food. You don't like Chinese food?
Yeah, you eat Chinese food in America, dude.
Uh-huh.
Chinese food in China is a little fucking more core, let's just say. Some of it's good, some of it's not so good. Yeah, they're gangster,
all right,
dude. Alright, you have a good one,
hey,
man.
Hey, listen.
What?
Everyone can check out, man, ExtremeTraining.com. Every hit helps us out. We're still looking for sponsors. Nobody wants to sponsor disabled athletes, which is terrible.
I would, but I don't have any money.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to support you and buy a shirt.
Boy.
Alright, man.
Thank you,
man. Take it easy.
That is at least a sandwich at the Hard Rock. No free room at the Hard Rock this weekend because it's the VMAs, which works out really good for me. This is the one weekend where I am a broke-ass loser. When we come back, it is Wednesday, and don't think I didn't forget that the world's greatest fucking Wednesdays is on here right now with me on the Faction. So we'll come back. Should I tell you now what it is? No, because it's a great one. It's the greatest one ever.
Escape is called the 164. Now Casey, she don't want to admit where she is from. And Casey, she wants to run. She's a punk rocker. She don't trust no one on a South Bay bus holiday.